You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moisha. I'm here to defend God's law, fight evil,
and bash Republicans.
We're broadcasting live. Today is November 7th, 2004. It is 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Our website is talkwarrior.com. Okay, I am here for your show. Today, I told you what the day is. I'm going to give you a phone number again. This is a live show, 415-738-0689, 415-738-0689, okay? I'm here live broadcasting. That's what the show is for people to call in and speak their minds. Okay. I don't really have any topics today. Frankly, I just thought, what What the fuck? Who gives a shit? Fact is that, you voted, America. You voted, and you voted for blood. Okay? I don't know what, you voted for killing of Iraqi babies. 100,000 Iraqi civilians dead. That's just an estimate. It's just an estimate because the right-wing media won't really tell you what the estimate is. This was a private estimate done by Johns Hopkins University. We really don't know how many fucking civilians were killed in that war and are being killed. I hate to use the word war. It's not a war in Iraq. It's a fucking occupation. It's not a war because the enemy there's no more opponent. The opponent has been defeated. There's no more opposing army. It's not a war. It's an occupation. Okay? The people that are fighting the Americans now, okay, are part of the resistance movement. So I don't, what am I supposed to say to you, America? What topics am I supposed to bring up? What can I say to change anything? You voted for killing. You voted for imperialism. You voted for torture. You voted for a $3.7 trillion deficit. No one's worried about this now. But, the biggest segment, the strongest Bush support came from old people. And there's a reason why there's a $3.7 million deficit, and that's because Bush is attempting to bankrupt the Treasury, okay, so that the welfare, the so-called welfare state, as we know it, will cease to exist. There's a reason for this. And, you know, if you think that, you know, our meager amount of social programs are going to continue indefinitely or within the next 10 or 20 years, you know, you're out of your mind. You're living in a fucking dreamland. But, you know, Bush is you know, maliciously trying to bankrupt the economy by spending more, how should I say this? I don't know how a good word to say it, but he is spending more than he's taking in. It's a basic, you know, basic economics, okay? The government is being run on credit, basically. After the election, I was just incredibly angry. I'm still angry, but I think that a depression has set in. You know, it's like when Bush got elected, and I'm not gonna bitch and moan and complain about this. I gotta pause here. We gotta do another station identification. This is a live show. Okay, now you fuckheads could call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Okay. There's a reason why I'm calling you fuckheads. Okay. First of all, because you are fuckheads. And, you know, I'm getting off the track of what I was saying, but I just want to take this moment to insult my listeners. You know, you're assholes. You're connected to a whole big, broader this picture of assholia, okay? I have other people. I have a lot of people on my shit list today. I have the Republican. I have anyone who voted for George Bush. I have to bash. Okay. I have to bash the elitist intellectuals that totally ignore my radio show. But I think first and foremost, my primary anger is really directed at my listeners. You know, I get about 10 listeners a day. The average goes up just like a little bit every week. Just a trivial amount. I'm also simulcasting the show on not the live show, but the pre-recorded show. You could listen to at the website. That's talkwarrior.com. Okay, not, you know, and it's not only, and for a while, for like a week or two, I put in advertising for the show. I can't reveal where I advertise because it would be a breach of my contract with the people, but that didn't really go very well. But you know, it's like it's like I have to whore this show, okay? I have to actually pay money, okay, to get you fuckheads to listen to this show, and you still won't listen to it. But anyways, I'm really, see what I'm doing now, I'm really getting all fucked up with, you know, threads and, you know, I'm a retard, and, you know, I have an IQ of 95, and it's difficult for me to, like, carry a line of thought, okay? You know, I was told I should have been a chef when I was a child, actually a teenager, you know, because of my low IQ, and I should have taken their advice. I would have been employed right now instead of insulting, you know, listeners, you know, my 5 or 10 listeners on, you know, or it's 10 listeners a day, you know, and, you know, instead of calling you assholes, I could have been a chef, I could have been chefing, getting laid, you know, but instead I'm, you know, I'm living in public housing, doing a radio show, pathetic radio show, and calling my 10 listeners a day assholes. I still haven't even explained to you why I'm calling you assholes. Let me give you the number of the show. It's 415-738-0689. You know, I don't mind that I feel like I'm a lone voice in the wilderness, and I don't mind that. Okay? I don't mind that I'm spending $35 a week, okay, to do a live show. I could do a pre-recorded show for virtually nothing. Okay, but I'm doing a fucking live show, and I don't mind that. I really don't mind. But what I do mind is that, you know, I don't mind that no one calls in. What bugs me and why you're assholes is because, you know, it's too much for you assholes to, like, put a link on your website to my website. For the fucking show? I mean, is that too much to ask? Is it too much to ask, you know, to just give me, you know, just, all I ask, just go to the website, donate $1. You don't have to buy any of the plays or the short story anthologies written by Ed Guevara. Okay, you don't have to do that. I'm not asking to give me $10. Okay, I'm asking give me a dollar. Just give me $1 a year. You know, if this show means anything to you, that's all I ask. You know. I'm just talking like a ranting maniac, but you know, I'm a little disturbed. I really thought that I could, you know, before I did the show, that I could empower people. You know, I thought I could do something differently. You know, instead of, you know, I could be like an alternative to all the, you know, I like the people at Air America. Don't get me wrong. But I really thought that I could just. You know, I'm just the common man. You know, I'm just an ignorant, retarded idiot. And I really am retarded. My IQ is 95. Alright? You know? And, I really thought that I could really speak directly to people and just call things as they are. You know? And stop. And I didn't want to, appeal to leftists. I am a socialist, but I've never said to people, well, you should be a socialist. I've never done that. You know, I'm really not pushing a political agenda here. You know, I wanted to just do a show, bash Republicans, and bash. I bash Democrats, you know. Bash anyone that I thought that was corrupt, and, you know, just say things as they are. You know, you know, maybe I suck. You know, maybe I'm just a retarded asshole. You know, maybe I am. Maybe this is just a failure. I mean, before I did the show, you know, before I did the show, I would take a whole day and prepare for the show. I'd still, like, fuck everything up, you know, but at least I tried, you know. I would, you know, but, like, what's the point, man? Who gives a shit? I mean, I'm certainly not changing anything. I'm not persuading anyone. You know, people really have no faith in me. You know, it's like, you know, last week, you know, I said that I made a threat to the Republicans. And I said, if they were going to, you know, retain control of the government, that I was going to file a Freedom of Information Act, okay, against, to find out who is paying for a number of government, Republican government propaganda websites that have .gov names and seem to be such as freedom.gov, lifeandliberty.gov, gop.gov. The existence of these websites, I'm not a lawyer from my understanding, and I read you the rules last week, they're all illegal. Democrats also have, I think, democrats.gov. The Democrats are also doing this to a much smaller degree. But, you know, and I said that I was going to do this, and now my thinking is, you know, and I also said, this is what I said. I said, I was going to, if I found out that anyone was taking tax dollars, the Republicans were taking tax dollars to fund. This was government money being paid, being used to fund, you know, these propaganda, these right-wing propaganda websites that I was going to string the bastards up by the balls. Okay, I said I was going to nail him to the cross. Yeah, that's what I said. I talked about balls too, but why should I? Why should I put my neck on the line for you assholes? You know, it's like you don't give a shit. Okay. You don't care about what I say. Man, you listen to me because I'm sort of a curiosity. You don't give a fuck about me. And the intellectual elitist left, all the people in blog land, not one single person or institution, whatever, not one of these little pissant blog sites, lefty blog sites has given me a link. No one. I'm being ignored, and it's sort of conspiratorial in a way, not overtly. Then no one's saying, "Oh, let's fuck this guy, the talk warrior guy." But they, you know, but it's like they don't like it. I don't know if they don't like my message. Or I think they don't like the way I'm presenting my message, okay? But they're, you know, why should I give a shit about you? That's the point, You do nothing to support my efforts. Why should I help you? I also said, and this is when I talked about balls. I said, you know, if the Republicans want to shut me up, they're going to have to string me up by my balls or something like that. Well, you know something? if the Republicans want to shut me up, okay, all they have to do is show up at my little public housing apartment and say, we'd like you to shut up, okay? And you know what? I think I'd think about it for 1 second, and I would think, well, you know, if I don't shut up, I could lose, my housing. They can do stuff to fuck me, okay? Who knows? They might even, I'm not joking. We might even become a fascist police state. We're certainly heading down that road, okay? But they could even, you know, rough me up. Could even torture me like they do to Iraqis. All right? They don't have any, they don't have any moral codes they're listening, they live under. They don't even obey international law. You know, what makes you think they're gonna obey domestic law? But if they want to shut me up, I'm gonna think about it for 1 second, and I'm gonna think if I continue to say what I'm saying, okay, who am I saying it for? What's the point of it? Okay, because no one gives a shit. So why should I stick my neck out for you assholes? Okay, and when I say that, I'm talking about my listeners, my hardcore listeners. I know there's a few. They never contact me. They never call. But I see the VIP listeners listening. And why should I do anything for you? You know, it's like, fuck that, you know, fuck you. And, you know, and I was thinking, you know what, I'm not going to do, like, prepare for, like, a day for this show. I'm just going to, like, just do it. And, I'll gather up a few notes, but that's it. I'll just do it. Maybe I'll go cut the show down to a half an hour. But it's like, I was thinking, by the way, let me give you the number again. This is a live show. This is live. It's 415-738-0689. 415-738-0689. I'll do the show maybe to the end of the year. And if not one of you assholes, you know, if one asshole, and you wouldn't be an asshole if you did this, but if one person with one human being, okay, one human being gives me a dollar. Just all I want is a dollar. It's a symbolic dollar. Go to the website, talkwarrior.com, give me a dollar through the PayPal mechanism. All right, and I'll even do this. And I was going to do this, but if anyone donates in any way by buying some writing, Or just donating a dollar, I will list publicly the PayPal transaction, so that way if it's not there on the website that you paid, okay, you could always call up and claim, well, you're taking my money and you're corrupt and all that shit. You could like actually, you know, call me, you know, say I'm dirty. So anything you give me will be public. I mean, it's cost me $35 a month to run this show. Okay? It's $20 for the motherfuckers at Live 365. Those cock-sucking pigs. Alright? And then there's another, like $16.50, you know, for the phone line. You know, you must think I'm riding around and like I'm taking all this money, which is zero money. I've gotten zero, and I'm riding around in a fucking Cadillac. Well, I'm not, man. But if I don't receive, you could do one of two things. You could send me, or one of three things. If I don't receive, okay, either $1, okay, a link on someone's website to my show, or I don't remember, or a caller, okay? If I don't receive any of these things by the end of the year, well, fuck it. Fuck you. Why do I have to do this show? You know, I'm just doing it for my own ego, you know, and I'm a fucking retard anyways. So how am I helping myself? I'm just, you know, I'm just proving that I'm retarded. So, you know, I'm just validating my retardation. So how does that help me? You know, do it to the end of the year, you know, and, well, fuck it. I'm going to take a break. Yeah, we're taking a break and we're going to do a song. This song is pretty cool because I'm playing this cool band called The Hives. I think they're from fucking Sweden. But I can't play this. I have to cut the song. I can only play it on Live 365 if you're listening to it on Live 365 because I only have a license to do it there. Otherwise, all this will just be cut out, okay? If you're listening to my website, it's cut out. Before I do that, I want to just say two things, okay? You can syndicate now this show on your website, okay? At no cost, okay? You could actually stream the show, and I'll show you how to do it. It's so fucking easy. It's free. Okay, as long as you have the bandwidth with, and it's not much, okay, you could stream the show on your own website, like I'm doing at TalkWarrior.com. All right, it's easy, and I'll let you do it for free, okay? And if anyone does that, I won't bitch and moan anymore, okay? This is my official bitch and moan show, but I need your support. I can't do it without your support. You know, I was talking to my old man. He says, well, you shouldn't call your listeners assholes, well, because you'll lose them. And I said to him, well, what does it matter? Okay? Okay, if I call 10 listeners assholes, you know, am I going to lose all 10 of them or half of them? Big shit. You know, I tell you something, if you can't handle being called an asshole, I don't want you as a listener. Okay? Because, admit it, you're an asshole. Get used to it. Okay? If you're not an asshole, prove to me that you're a human being by just showing me a little bit of support. That's all I ask. Alright, I'm playing the motherfucking song. I just played the wrong song. Sorry. Bitch fuck. Okay. That was the Hives. Two-timing touching broken bones. Sure is a cool song, but I don't know what the fuck it means. All I know is it's cool. Hives are cool. I really like them. I just got like two of their albums on eBay. Okay. Well, you know, one thing I neglected to tell you before the break was that, I have to do another ID. This is a live show. It's 415. The number is 415-738-0689. 415-738-0689. One thing I didn't tell you before the show was, when my old man was telling me to not call you assholes, it's, my old man has never even, listened to my show. I mean, that's like how much support I get from people. My own fucking family won't even listen to my show. No one in my family has listened to this show. Alright, I'm gonna stop complaining about, I'm just gonna stop bitching and moaning for a while, and I'm going to I'm just gonna continue, I don't have much more to say. I'm gonna talk a little about the election. I don't have that much to say. I do have a lot to say, but it's like, I feel like, who gives a shit? It's like, when Bush won, and it was a fairly substantial victory, he clearly won. It was like getting a, being told you have like a disease. It was like being told I had irritable bowel syndrome. It's not a fatal disease, but it's like it's a disease, and it's literally a pain in the ass. We are entering a fucking dark age, man. Things are not going to get any better. Things are just going to get worse. Two points I want to make. First is Osama bin Laden is a Republican. And I say that because he put out a little ad before the war, before the election, and it was a little scare tactic. It was like, oh, I'm Osama, I'm the big bad, ooh, I'm Osama, I'm gonna get you, and it was essentially an ad for the Republicans. It's like, I'm the big bad, so you better get Bush to kill me. Okay? So, I just want to make it clear. That was a campaign ad. Osama should have said, technically, how they, at the end of the ad, they go something like, This ad was sponsored by or endorsed by, George Bush or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. They should have had that after that Osama tape, that was played. It was just an ad. Osama is a Republican. Not too many people realize that, but believe me, this guy, he's a Republican. Another thing is, you also came out in big numbers you know, the gay bash, you know? Oh, God forbid that gays could get married. Oh, or lesbians. Oh, the shit would hit the fan, man. I think, maybe they think that Satan would come down and just have an orgy of evil if that ever happened. But you know something? Here's another point I want to make, okay? While you went out and you voted against, to take the rights away from gay people and lesbians, while you did that, you voted for a president that is probably a faggot, okay? I have no evidence, but Bush is probably a homosexual, and I don't mean I have no evidence. I have no direct evidence of homosexual activity that he has engaged in, but I do have evidence. There is a clear evidence. In fact, there's a photo on my website of Bush in a cheerleader outfit. Okay, he used to be a cheerleader in high school, and I have it. It's on the website. You might have to scroll down a bit. But, I have never in my life met a cheerleader, okay, that didn't suck cock. All cheerleaders, even if they didn't suck cock, they want to suck cock, okay? They're cocksuckers, all right? All cheerleaders are cocksuckers, okay? Now, you homophobe Americans, okay, that voted to take the rights away from your fellow citizens, you mean-spirited sons of bitches and cunts, okay, voted for a faggot president. Okay, I just want you to know that. Okay, just so you know, the joke is on you. The joke is on you. I mean, you're such ignorant fucking morons, you Americans. Okay, I mean, it's just beyond belief. You just got the bloodlust, you know? People say, well, Americans are ignorant. They don't know any better but to vote for Republicans, you know, and fascist cocksuckers. But I don't believe that for one second. You're not ignorant, and if you are ignorant, okay, you choose to be ignorant, all right? You don't care if there's a connection between 9/11 and Iraq or not, okay? All you want to do is kill Arabs, okay, to get revenge against the terrorist activities of 9/11. That's all. You just want revenge. You want blood. It's bloodlust. It's satanic. It's evil. You are evil. Okay? And I don't, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to buy this shit. I don't buy any excuses. If you voted a Republican, okay, on the election day, you're evil. You voted for, it was a vote for evil. It's a vote for more body bags coming out of Iraq, American soldiers dying, okay? Many of them are just poor schmucks, okay? you know, you voted for the killing of civilians, you voted for the bombing of babies, you voted for the torture of resistors, okay, in Iraq, and you know, it's a vote for torture, blood, and murder. And you know, you have your soccer moms, your security moms, you know, I don't believe that for 1 second. They're not security moms. They're blood moms. Okay? They want blood. They're not protecting their children. Okay? What they're doing is they're defending evil. They're defending the killing of other people's children. Security moms is a joke. You know, you have your evangelicals. They're voting for their values, okay? All the evangelicals voting for their values. All right. Well, you know, this show, I gotta end the show. I gotta end the show. But you know, you're not, you know, values. They're voting for the unborn, okay? They're protecting the unborn, but they don't give a shit about you know, infants in Iraq, you know, getting blown up, okay, getting their arms blown off, their noses blown off, you know, their legs blown off, being scarred, burnt. I mean, they don't give a flying fuck about the born, okay? So don't tell me about values. These people don't vote for values. They vote for evil. They are evil, okay? They are Satanists. They believe in the devil. All right? They are children. They are spawn of Satan. Spawn of Satan. Okay? Now, you can look at it. You can look at that, you know, literally. You can take that literally. Metaphorically, I don't give a shit, you know, how you take that. I'm not going to explain to you whether I believe this or not, you know. I will say that I really do believe that these people are in league with, I do believe in Satan, and I believe that these people are in league with Satan. I'm ending the show. You know, fuck you. This is sort of the crossroads show. I don't think you're going to support me. But if you want to support me, you know what to do. I'm just gonna select the exit song, and then I am out of here. Oh, forgot to do the credits. Alright. I'd like to thank John Truby for allowing us to play his great song. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I'd like to thank Ed Guevara for donating the proceeds of his writing to support the show. Please check out his stuff at talkwarrior.com and please donate $1. All I ask is that people donate $1 per year. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network, and it may not be reproduced or retransmitted without the express written consent of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. If you would like to syndicate this show on your website for free, please go to talkwarrior.com and send us an email. I'll see you again next week at Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Sorry, that's a screw-up. That would be 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. It's always 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for information about the show. So I'll see you again next week.